Welcome back, everybody, and happy Friday afternoon to one and all. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. In the first segment of this show on this Friday afternoon, I discussed the Democratic proposal in the Senate to end the shutdown. It is a compromise position. The president has basically been flailing about wildly since Democrats ran the board in toto on Tuesday. But of course, Fox News and Donald Trump and the entire right-wing liosphere are now talking about and fixated on the Walmart Thanksgiving dinners. So before I move on to the tariff oral arguments before the Supreme Court this past Wednesday, I want to take this up and I'm going to thank our listener, Mark from Prairie du Sac, for raising this point because it's a lie. At the very least, you would call it a massaging of facts to present a distorted picture to their listeners, their viewers. This came from a Donald Trump Truthy Social post earlier today that said Walmart just announced that prices are down for Thanksgiving dinner 25%. Affordability is a Republican stronghold. This is insane, by the way. This is both insane and a lie. Let's explain the lie. The current Walmart 2025 Thanksgiving dinner in a box serves 10 people for $40. Or $4 per person. 2024's Thanksgiving meal in a box served 8 people for $56 or $7 a person. But you have to look at what's in the box, right? You know, like the things like shrinkflation, downgrading of quality product, not providing the things or as many of the things that people want, providing smaller portions of them. Yeah, that's what Walmart did, which, by the way, I talked about Walmart doing this when their last earnings call occurred with the chief economist from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, Benga Agyilore. That Walmart CEO said on the earnings call, yes, we're changing our, quote, product mix as we're losing some of our core constituency of customers. We are effectively substituting lower quality, lower quantity products to try to keep people in our stores. They focus on traffic, foot traffic. And guess what, folks? That Thanksgiving to-go box meal, yeah, that's exactly what Walmart did. There are fewer items. There are not brand name products. There's no pre-made pie, cranberry sauce, or onions. And in fact, the turkey cost within the box is up from last year. So this is, again, an example of Foxy News, Truthy Social, and Republicans like Mike Johnson, like Donald Trump, lying. Selective fact emphasis to present a completely distorted picture of what's going on to the American public. Let's go through some points here. A whole frozen turkey, 10 to 16 pounds, average price in 2024, last year at this time, 88 cents per pound. Same thing this year, 97 cents per pound. Again, you can pick almost anything that you want. Things are more expensive when you do a product-to-product comparison from last year to this year. Those are the facts. Again, I can put fewer of those things in a box. I can put lower quality of those things in a box. I can put the things in the box that you don't really want to serve on Thanksgiving and leave out of the box the things that you really do want to serve on Thanksgiving and call that box cheaper. But that means I've manipulated the products in the box to try to present a lie to you that things are cheaper, which, of course, Donald Trump doubles down on. The lying on Fox News is truly, truly beyond the pale. And here's what I would say, and I'll credit Gary from Madison on our text line for pointing this out. Hey, DJT. Hey, congresspeople that refuse to actually compromise to negotiate in good faith, why don't you all feed your families the Walmart Thanksgiving in a box meal? How about you do that and then tell everybody else to eat that? Unless you're willing to legit eat the same food at the same cost that regular Americans are or might be forced to because of your heartless, thoughtless, solutionless, political suicide-esque positions that you're taking right now, I suggest you shut up. Affordability is a Republican stronghold. That's what Donald Trump truthy posted today. My suggestion to Donald Trump is walk in the footsteps of people that rely on SNAP and Badger Care and Medicaid. You walk, you spend 1 week trying to make a budget work like these folks have. You leave behind your gilded palace, your ballroom in the theme of Louis XIV, and you try it for a week, Mr. President, and then tell me about how MAGAs are all about affordability. It is a lie. A damn lie, if I will. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. Next up, we're going to be joined by Nurse Pamela Guthman, who has spent her entire career here in Wisconsin looking at public health issues. We're going to talk about the bigger picture of what is happening with the ACA and Badger Care, aka Medicaid, here in the state of Wisconsin. I promise you all, I will take some time on Monday to talk about the tariff case that's before the Supreme Court, because it is fascinating what the Solicitor General argued there, which was, in essence, that this has nothing to do with the revenues that are being generated from these tariffs. I wonder if he's talked to the president about that, because that seems to be Donald Trump's entire justification. Stay tuned. We talk with Nurse Guthman next, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.